Welcome to the Freediving Journal, episode 16, the News Dispatch, a Christmas special for 2022. My name is Donnie. I'm the host of the Freediving Journal and Freedive Cafe podcasts. I'm a professional freediving instructor and educator and teach courses and offer workshops and coaching around the world. I'm based on the Egyptian Red Sea in the freediving mecca of the world, Dahab. And you can find more information about the courses and training I offer at freediveandthrive.com. The Freediving Journal podcast is the ultimate source of knowledge and entertainment for the breath hold divers of the world. Join myself and Jordy Duncan for the latest in freediving news, technique, science, and lifestyle. You can find the Freediving Journal at freediveandthrive.com/journal and on all good podcast players. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the whole world, and especially the extra cool people, the freedivers of the world. I do apologize if I sound a little bit stuffed up right now. That's because I am. I have a hell of a cold, which is very fitting for this time of year, even though it's still quite hot here in Taiwan. That's what happens when you go back into a classroom with 25 kindergarten-age kids, and you can't expect not to get sick. Today we have another news dispatch with Jordy Duncan. We're calling this one a Christmas special as it's Christmas time, and also we're covering both November and December news at the same time, as November was a bit quiet. And then we're also taking a break from the dispatch for the rest of Northern Hemisphere winter, Southern Hemisphere summer, as I'm going to be shifting gears to release the last episodes of the Freedive Cafe, at least the last for a long time. And then I'm heading to Thailand for some work on myself before landing for the rest of 2023 in Dahab. There are going to be many, many episodes of the Freedive Cafe podcast dropping in the next couple of weeks as we round up the first season, what I'm calling the first season of the Freedive Cafe. It was a 6-year long season. It's going to contain 150 episodes. I like to do things big. Yeah, so expect interviews with Ali Okab of the famous Aquamarina restaurant in Dahab, everybody's Dahab friend, Tito Zappala, up-and-coming Australian athlete, our very own Jordy Duncan, a man who dives more than 100 meters and didn't start freediving until he was 45, Pete Botman, Egyptian up-and-comer Khaled Al-Khamal, and a bunch more to round us up to 150, not to forget Stefan Randig. Stefan and Khaled, possibly, if the camera didn't get messed up like the other ones, will be full video interviews. Definitely Stefan's is good. Please also check out the YouTube channel, Freedive and Thrive on YouTube. Recently released Ranalina Alim's Freediver Story episode. That's full video with lots of nice video from Dahab of, you know, just around the town and diving there. Also released today the first ever video answers to the question why I freedive. That's up on the Freedive and Thrive YouTube channel now. So go over there, subscribe, hit the ding ding bell button, etc., etc. I will also be releasing the next solo-sode for Patreon supporters in the next couple of days. That will cover in detail what has been happening on my end, leaving and closing my school in Taiwan, recovering my health and finding new fitness, what training I'm doing for the few weeks I'm stuck in the city here, and then my plans for Thailand, which I'm keeping a close secret at the moment. But it's not going to be freediving related. Let me tell you that, because after 6 years, I need a break from freediving. It happens sometimes. I'm sorry. If you love the Freedive Cafe and or the Freediving Journal podcast and wish to show that love and get access to those solo-sodes and extended episodes and even discounts on courses and training in Dahab, and there's also really a lot of episodes that haven't even been released to the general public. I know a lot of people out there are working through every episode one by one and might even be running out like Riley Evans was. Well, you can show your love at patreon.com/freedevcafe and get access to a few extra bits and pieces. But really, it's not about getting access. It's about supporting the work that I do here, which is quite a lot of work. And special thanks to new patrons this month, Michelle Coates, Christopas Petrauskas, and Karsten Wendelbo Holm. All right, once again, Merry Christmas to all of you, wherever you are. Let's go over the news from around the free diving world in November and December. Let's dive. Okay. Hi, Jordi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's been a little while.
Yes. Yes, it's been a while. I wasn't on the last one, was I? That was...
with Ant.
Ant took over for me that time. So, yeah, good to be back. I'm happy that I'm back. I'm also happy that I took that little break from the news dispatch. I needed it. How have you been doing since you came back from Turkey? Turkey, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's been busy. I got sick. Work's busy, but just starting to get back into training now and feeling like myself again, which is nice. But yeah, I'm ready for a little work break over the Christmas holidays.
So it's getting into summer there now. Is it nice?
It's well and truly into summer. There's been hot days. There's been a lot of rainy days as well. Unfortunately, our summer is our rainy season.
Right. Yeah, I'd
say. And you're wearing a jumper and a beanie. You've just taken off your beanie. How cold is it there?
Yeah, it's absolutely Baltic here. I think it's about 16 or 17 degrees centigrade. So I'm not happy about that at all.
Warrants a jumper and a beanie.
Yeah, I know. I'm only not wearing my jacket because it's a little bit too uncomfortable to sit with the jacket on. But I would like to complain to whoever's responsible for this. I didn't move to a tropical country so that I could be sitting in this kind of horrible weather.
Donnie, last we spoke, you were heading to India, but change of plans.
Yeah, before we go to that. And talking about because you were in Turkey, yeah, and you were doing the commentary for the World Championships there, the Seamass World Championships. You were with Alex. We do apologize to everyone who's listening who expected Alex to be here for this Christmas special, and also apologies for those who are expecting the amazing Sheena McNally to be here as well. We did plan to do this with those two guys, the Christmas special, but due to Alex being like literally on the other side of the world and also
part-time celebrity.
And he's a little bit famous now and thinks he's really cool and stuff. And then also we couldn't guarantee that Sheena was going to have a good recording environment this time. And this is our last chance to record before a whole lot of stuff happens because I'm leaving here in a couple of days. I'm leaving the island and leaving Taiwan soon. So sorry that Alex and Sheena are not here, but big love to both of those guys. And that's just the modern technology combined with international
busy
separation.
Lives and,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Donnie, last time we spoke, you were heading to India, but I understand plans have changed. So where are you off to?
Yeah. I was heading to India and I was really looking forward to that because I hadn't been yet and I felt a slight calling to go there, but I also felt like a slight like it wasn't quite right in a sense. Anyway, I was arranging to do some things there. I was going to like work at this surf school in Goa, and I was going to go to this other place down in Kerala. But then I looked into it, and what I didn't realize was that it's really difficult to get a visa for a UK citizen right now, and it has something to do with the UK kind of like punished Indian citizens during the COVID time, and then India got back to them. So basically the only way to get a visa is, well, if you're in the UK, the only way is to go to the embassy in person and apply for it. But here, there would have been an option for me to go to the embassy in Taipei, which is literally on the other side of the country from where I am. And then I'd have to wait maybe up to a month, which would have cut it really, really fine to get the visa. And then I wouldn't be able to guarantee to the people in India that I'd be able to make it, et cetera, et cetera. So in the end, I decided to cancel that plan to go to India. It was just too dodgy. And now I'm going back to Thailand. So Thailand is a place where I did spend, you know, a good 6 or 7 months there about 10 years ago. At the time, one of my big plans was to go and study Thai massage up in Chiang Mai. And because I ended up being like a bit of a bum and staying down on the islands, I never went. I just, like, you know, I had paid the deposit and everything and I never went. And then I thought, you know what, that's still something I really want to do. So I started doing a bit of research, got in touch with some people. And yeah, so now I'm going to Chiang Mai in January. And going back to Thailand after all these years.
That's exciting. Chiang Mai was my favorite place in Thailand when I went there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard lots of good stuff about it. Never been. I'm actually going like outside in the countryside. It's like one guy who teaches like small classes, a whole month kind of intensive retreat style environment. And then, so I do that for a month and then I'm going down to the islands. I'm not going to say which one. I'm going to keep it secret for a minute. And I'm going to do a Muay Thai camp for a few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that I should try to expose myself to something I'd never done before and something challenging. And I thought it might also be like a kind of a perfect way to start the base training phase, let's say, before arriving in Dahab and getting into the water again. Just some really, really hard work, getting conditioned, living a healthy life. Yeah.
So let's start to 2023.
Yeah. 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 And it's all the flights are booked and all that stuff is paid for. So, yeah, unless we have another pandemic or a war or something, then everything is on track for me to arrive in Dahab in middle of March.
So exciting.
Yeah. And if you are interested to come and train with me in Dahab, if you want to do a freediving course for the first time or continue your training, regardless of your organization or your level or anything like that, I actually have a schedule on the website now. If you go to freediveandthrive.com/schedule, you can see the start dates for level one courses. And then if you want to get, we want to do a level two or level three course, a master's course, or just some training and coaching, then just contact me through the website so that you can let me know.
I'm really hoping that I can get over to Dahab while you're there.
Yeah, God, I mean, yeah, you and a whole bunch of other people, I'm really hoping to sort of like finally meet them more in the middle rather than being isolated out here in Taiwan like I have been for all these years. So yeah, Jordy, come and do your depth. That would be so amazing if you did your first depth course with me.
So cool.
So yeah, so this is the last episode for 2022. We took a little break there for, what month was it? November? And we're going to be taking another break now until March. What's going to be happening while we're not here? Well, we know what's happening with me. We just talked about my stuff, and you are going to be doing what?
I will be just training, I guess. We've got our first CMAS competition in Australia in February. It hasn't been officially announced, but mid-Feb we'll have CMAS Nationals, and that will likely be our qualifying event for the World Championships middle of next year. So that's the big goal for me for next year is to go to the World Championships.
Cool. Yeah. So you're going to be putting your head down.
Bum up, or hopefully in level underwater.
Yeah. Nicely streamlined bum position through the winter time, which is your summertime. And is that right? Do you still call it winter or do you call it summer?
Yeah. So summer's now until February. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that. What am I talking about? Yeah. So. I'll be keeping patrons up to date on what's going on through my solo sodes, which I only release on Patreon. And but otherwise, I have a whole bunch of other stuff. Like I have a whole list of articles that I want to write for the Free Dive and Thrive website. I have a whole bunch of videos that I want to do. I just finished recording today the spoken part of the Orca Zen review. Awesome. That is happening finally. I did a whole bunch of filming over the last few weeks in the water, and you know, nice videos of the wetsuit out of the water. And today I sat down and actually did the review on camera. So it's going to take a while to edit that, but that's coming. And since I'm actually going back to the city now for 3 weeks to teach English, my old school really wanted to, they needed someone to help out over the holiday season to cover for one of their teachers. So I thought, you know, what the hell?
It's perfect.
Decent money. So I'm going to spend my lunchtime sitting down, working on articles, planning the year coming. And yeah, it's a brand new start for me. It's pretty crazy to think that I'm going to leave Freedive Taiwan behind. But yeah, we need change.
It's good. It's exciting. I'm excited for you.
Yes. Talking about exciting, what do we have happening in the underwater world this month?
So,
or the last couple of months.
And December, yeah. So we've got a big episode, a little bit high expectations to get done in an hour, but let's see how we go.
No fucking chance. You should probably stop talking so much then, Jordy.
Finally, we're going to do the Why We Freedive section for you and I.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So this is how it's going to work. The Why We Freedive, Why I Freedive section. We've been asking you guys for months to send in your videos or audio recordings or even just written down Why I Freedive. Nobody has sent them in. We're getting really pissed off now. But at the same time, I haven't done mine either. I'm going to do it. In fact, I'm not only going to do it, here it is right now. Why do I freedive?
Take it away.
So here I am back in the big smoke, Kaohsiung City in southern Taiwan. I left Shaliocho a few days ago. I'm here for about 3 weeks before I head to Thailand. And I thought this would be the perfect time to answer the question, why I freedive? Freediving is my compass. It sets me on the right path. It gives me direction in my life, even though I might not know where I'm going. Freediving is the finest mirror to the soul. In order to dive deep, your mind needs to be stable and clear. There's no hiding behind the scrolling of a smartphone screen. There's no getting lost in idle chatter and gossip. And the craziness of the ego stands in plain sight during the long free fall and the deep dive. There's no hiding from yourself in free diving, and I love that. Free diving for me is also a kind of a therapy as someone who struggled with anxiety and addiction all through my life. It gives me a healthy channel for my passionate energies. I'm able to put that energy into something that is transformative and healthy. And every time I go in the ocean, I feel healed. I don't know what it is. It's a great mystery for me. But I go in the water, no matter how I'm feeling, I come back out, I feel better every single day, every single time. Freediving stills my restless soul. So I hope you enjoyed that answer to the question, why do I freedive? We would really love to hear from all of you guys out there with your own reasons for why you freedive. I'm going to leave you today with Jordy's Why I Freedive answer, and also one of our patrons, Darren Small, will answer the question. And if you would like to put your contributions onto the Freediving Journal podcast and the YouTube channel, then please get in touch. Send them to news@freediveandthrive.com, and we'll see what we can do. Dive safe.
Hi, guys. I'm Jordy, and I'm the other half of the Freediving Journal News Dispatch with Donnie Mack. I'm also a competitive pool freediver based in Brisbane, Australia, and I'm going to share with you why I freedive. So for me, freediving gives me this purpose in my life. When I quit competitive swimming at 15 years old, I really lost my sense of identity. And then I struggled with body image issues, disordered eating, anxiety, and just low self-esteem in general. And I really attributed these negative feelings and emotions with swimming and the pool. So I basically didn't swim another lap for 15 years. And then when I found free diving, it was just over 2 years ago and I was 30 years old. And it just felt like I was coming home. It felt like it was meant to be. And at the time, I was actually really unwell. I had been struggling with severe bulimia for about 10 years. And I was also drinking alcohol every night. So as you can imagine, my body was shutting down and I kind of learnt the hard way with free diving that if you're not well and healthy, you know, you can't keep pushing. And so I remember one day my dad said to me, and he was in tears, and he said, "Jord, I'm scared that you're not going to be around much longer if you keep going the way you're going." And I knew he was right, and it was really hard to hear, but it was a good wake-up call. And so with my family support and the support of my coach, Sema Yurenko, I started taking steps to get well and healthy. And it's been a long, tough road, and I'm not there yet. Some days are harder than others, and some moments are really difficult. But when I'm in those moments, I think about my why. Why do I freedive? Why do I want to be well? And how much freediving has given me? And that helps me. I also love with freediving that it allows me to push my limits in a safe environment. I think it's really fascinating and quite incredible what the body can achieve. You know, we can hold our breath for more than 6 minutes. We can dive more than 100 meters deep and more than 200 meters underwater. And I really want to challenge myself and see where I can go with this thing called freediving. The other thing that freediving is really amazing for is connecting people. I love that I can talk to anyone around the world who freedives, and we're like-minded. We share the same passion, and you know, most people are super supportive, and you can share learnings and the highs and lows, and people know what you've gone through to get to where you are and, you know, achieve the things you do. So I love freediving for that reason as well. And I get to bring my friends and family on this journey with me as well. So that's pretty cool. So that's why I freedive, and I'd love to hear why you freedive.
Okay, Donnie and Geordie, here it goes. Why do I freedive? My wife says it's a midlife crisis. I say it's a midlife wake-up call. I've been a scuba diver since I was 15. Now I'm 48 with my freedive journey beginning a year ago. I freedive because I want to learn about me, to evolve into a better version of who and what I am, to explore my physical boundaries and to do what I can't, to understand myself better both physically and mentally. I'm not looking for the Holy Grail. I just know what I am after, and it lies at the end of a line somewhere in the deep. And finally, I freedive because there is no better feeling than freedom underwater. There you go, Donnie. I hope I did not look like a dick doing this for you. Thanks, mate.
And this is just a little reminder tacked on at the end here. The email address for the submissions is news@freediveandthrive.com, or you can use the contact page on the freediveandthrive.com website or the freedivecafe.com website, or you can hit me up on Freedive and Thrive on Instagram, Donnie Mac on Facebook. Okay, let's get back to this news dispatch. All right, so moving on.
And moving on, in this episode, we mentioned this is the last episode for 2022 until March 2023. There's been some big movie launches, underwater movie launches that we're going to talk about with some of our fellow freediving colleagues featured. And we'll also talk about a presentation on lung barotrauma, aka lung squeeze, as we all know you love to talk about, Donnie.
I love lung squeezes, yes.
Yes. And we have also had a pool world record broken since we last spoke.
Okay, so pretty let's exciting. Start off with this Will Truebridge's 24-hour underwater marathon. Hi to Will, by the way. Will was actually in Taiwan last week, which is kind of crazy. Like, he sent me a message. He's like, hey, we're in Taiwan. I think his wife is Sachiko. I think her mom or grandma or something is Taiwanese. So they came here for like a week and really wanted him to come down to the island. But because he was doing family stuff, he couldn't make it this time. But that was pretty cool. He just flew off to Okinawa. But previous to that, he did this underwater marathon thingy-majiggy. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I think it was at the end of October or like very early November. But he was wanting to raise awareness for mental health. And he did this 24-hour underwater no fins marathon. So as many 25-meter no fins laps of this pool. And in an hour, he ended up doing 2,023 laps, which is, it's kind of perfect. Like, it's bringing in, you know, 2023 next year.
Hmm.
Will says, so he wanted to raise awareness about mental health. He says 41% of adults now show symptoms of anxiety and or depressive disorder in their lifetime, which is almost half, and it's not surprising at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's only the amount of people that report
mental
health issues as well.
Exactly, yeah. So it's probably a lot higher than that. But he said, yeah, mental health awareness was the big motivator for him to get through the 24 hours. And I spoke to him about what challenges he faced during that time. He said the main difficulty wasn't actually, because I said, how was the CO2 headache? And he said he didn't actually get a CO2 headache because he couldn't stay in the hypercapnic zone the whole time. He said he took it easy, in inverted commas, at 35 seconds per 25 meters for the first 4 hours, then 37 seconds for the next 12 hours, and then 41 seconds for the rest, which is fast. That's fast, Donnie. So he says,
not super fast. Not really
fast. It's pretty quick.
I don't know. You're a pool person. You know better than me. But what I want to know is, how much rest time was he taking between these laps?
No. He's leaving every 35 seconds. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, okay. Okay. There's right. No, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said he was doing 25 meters in 35 seconds. I was like, that's not fast at all.
He's leaving on 35 second intervals,
gotcha.
And then 37 and then 41. So
okay.
There's not much rest going on.
Okay. Perfect. Understood.
Yeah. So he says the main difficulties were cramping, gastro problems, catching a cold, and also chafing from equipment. And I could just, like, I was thinking about this the other day at training and my nose clip was hurting, you know, after half an hour of training. And I was thinking, my goodness, how did Will handle it? And how did he go to the bathroom and that kind of thing? But I didn't go into that detail with him.
What kind of nose clip do you use?
I'm using a Molchanov.
Yeah, well, that's why your nose fucking hurts then, of course. It's like a torture device.
That's actually, it's a nice segue into one of our other topics. It might be a little soon, but the new products. So Octopus Freediving are crowdfunding a new nose clip. And it's aluminium. Let me scroll down. Made from aluminium with natural leather pads. And it looks pretty sexy in the picture. And there's five different colors: blue, copper, green, dark gray, and natural gray. Pascal is asking for people to essentially pay for the nose clip in advance. So they're €29 at the moment at that early bird price. And then once they hit stores, they'll be €59. So I've bought one of those because, yeah, they look really nice.
Yeah, you know how what I think about products, Jordy.
You're not the gimmick king. You're not into gimmicks.
I mean, the thing about nose clips as well is it's like, if you buy them in advance before trying them on, like that new, like the, when they brought out that little carbon one, I was really excited to get one of those, and he sent me one, and I just honestly just couldn't put it on my nose. It was so painful and slipped off. So here's my advice. Do what I do. Get one of the old original style octopuses. Get a pair of scuba gloves. Cut the ends off. Cut the fingers off. Wrap them around the end. Sew them up and then get some fucking super glue in there, and then you've got a nice big chunky nose clip with a nice soft neoprene cover on it. Absolutely perfect. And in colder water, it feels nice on your nose as well.
On your snoz. There you go.
But can we just, because that was the one thing that we have to talk about in terms of product. So let's swing back around to Will's thing, because Will also has something of a product or something released, right?
Yeah, he did. So he's been working on, so for the last year and a half, essentially, this system called the Mental Immune System. It's like it's more like a program, I guess, and it uses freediving techniques like breathing and mindfulness to apply them to everyday life to combat and deal with stress and anxiety. So, like, it's a really good initiative, I would say, and Will on his social media has shared a couple of comments or feedback from people who are already using the program and seeing really good results. So I think it's a great thing to get behind. I hope that it can help people.
Yeah, and you know, people who will know me a little bit better know that mental health is, you know, a big motivational driver for me as a free diver.
Me too.
Of the reason that I, and for you too as well, I know that, part of the reason that I disappeared for a couple of months there was because I was dipping back into some physical, but, you know, more intensely mental health issues. And I think part of the reason that I was able to come back out of that so relatively quickly is because I was able to sit down on my mat every day and to do my breath work, and to I was very busy with students, so I was able to go in the water every day. And so having this breath to work with, having these lungs to work with, and being connected to that in the water is so important for my mental health. So I can see the direction that Will is going with this, talking about anxiety, depression, things like that. And for anyone out there who's listening, who suffers or thinks they might suffer from something like this, you know, don't hesitate to give it a try, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have access to it. So if you are interested, the website is mentalimmunesystem.com.
This is what it's all about for us. Is it's not about showing off to people. It's not about doing big depths or big distances. It's about keeping ourselves well, and through the work that we do here, inspiring other people to get into free diving for its deeper dimensions. Excuse the pun. All right. What's this about Russian and Belarusian athletes competing under international?
Yeah, so there was a vote in October, an ADA vote, about whether members were happy for Russian and Belarusian athletes to start competing again. And coming out of this vote, and actually thank you to Paula Johnson from Sweden, one of my Swedish informants, she must have been doing some, I don't know, I said, are you doing some stalking? But she said, no, she was, I don't know, looking something up. But she saw that Alexei is now registered. He has a profile in ADA under international is his nationality. So Russian and Belarusian athletes can now compete under that international banner. So I'm quite excited to see Alexei compete again, because he's basically had 12 months of just pure training and not being able to compete.
Yeah, I mean, that also, like, then begs the question, like, what about the Taiwanese athletes? Do the Taiwanese athletes also get the choice to compete under international? What about me? I'm from the UK, but I haven't been there for 20 years. I don't feel fucking UK-ish or whatever it is. So do I get the opportunity to compete as international? That's something that we'll have to look into. But considering the absolutely awful state of organization within IDA and the terrible leadership that it's under, I doubt that I would get any quick answers or even get an answer at all, because I know what they're like.
On to some more positive news. So Alenka Artnik was honored this month for her freediving sporting achievements. She was one of four Slovenian athletes to receive the National Golden Order of Merit Award. And this is a medal for outstanding sporting achievements, inspiring others, and for establishing Slovenia on the international sports scene, which I think, that's perfect. She does. She inspires people, and she's definitely proud of being Slovenian. I think she's very deserving. She was presented the award by the Slovenian president. I'm not going to try and pronounce his name.
Oh, come on.
Do you want to do it? Borut Pahor.
I think it'd be Borut Pahor. Yeah, I'm just going to guess, but I mean, that's like easier than any Thai or Turkish name that we've come across so far. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what an honor, but well deserved.
Yes. And then on to some pulmonary barotrauma research. Well, this is to do with the
Freedive Conference.
Yes. So I forget the name of the lady that organized this. Jennifer, I think her name was. She got in touch with me and we had a little bit of a chat about this. She was looking for advice on who to call in for the conference. And I suggested Bizo. And Will as well. And I was really happy that she did actually eventually get Bizo on, because he did this amazing interview with me, like you mentioned, about lung ultrasound, squeeze, and lung health. Even Aaron Solomon said that it was the best interview of the Freedive Cafe he'd ever listened to.
Wow, so that's, what a compliment.
High praise coming from that guy. So tell us a little bit more about that conference, if you can.
Yeah, so Bizo is doing a presentation at that conference. So for those who don't know Bizo, he's an emergency medicine physician. He specializes in lung ultrasound in trauma. And since Donnie did the episode with him, he's received a lot of questions about the topic of pulmonary barotrauma or lung squeeze. So he's decided to put together an informative presentation for this conference, and it's being held from the 18th to 22nd of January 2023. And so in the meantime, Bizo is calling for any ideas, information, and images related to pulmonary barotrauma to help put this presentation together and to help the freediving community to better understand pulmonary barotrauma.
Awesome. Yeah. So Bizo's email address, if you want to get in touch with him, is bizo@deepdivemedicine.com, or you can contact him through his Facebook page. There's also a Facebook group. I believe it is just called Freediving Lung Ultrasound or something like that. Too lazy to like quickly search here for 5 seconds to find it, but you should find it easy enough, and that's another way that you can get in touch with them. Yeah, I think I wouldn't think it'd be correct to say that it's a new Netflix documentary, but better to say that it's a new freediving documentary that has been acquired by
correct. So The Deepest Breath, a new freediving documentary, will have its world premiere at the 2023 Sundance Film Festival. So this is another opportunity for us, I guess, to get more exposure for our sport. When I read the plot, so I'll just read it out for listeners. A champion freediver trains to break a world record with the help of an expert safety freediver, and the two form an emotional bond that feels like fate. This heart-stopping film follows the paths they took to meet at the pinnacle of the freediving world, documenting the thrilling rewards and inescapable risks of chasing a dream through the silent depths of the ocean.
Yeah, and I mean, like, let's not ask people to guess. It's obviously a documentary about Stephen Keenan and Alessia Zucchini, but specifically the tragic death of Stephen Keenan as he was doing a safety dive for Alessia at the Blue Hole in Dahab. This is also something where I had a little bit of input. Some of the audio bites from the Freedive Cafe podcast will be used on this documentary. So I'm looking forward to see how they did that. Hopefully they've done a really good job of it and not made a complete ass of it like they did with that No Limit film. Hopefully it's been done in a respectful way and it represents the freediving world in a sort of a genuine way and not doesn't make it out to be an extreme sport or just overly dramatized.
It's a sad story too. So I hope they do it justice.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone would like to sort of like just cut to the chase and find out if you're not aware of what happened to Stephen Keenan, there is, I would highly suggest that you go and check out episode 131 of the Free Dive Cafe podcast. That's the one that I did with Lily Crespi. And Lily very candidly tells us the whole story about what happened that day. She was there. I believe when I interviewed Alessia, she didn't want to talk about it. Like I asked her in advance and she didn't want to discuss it. But yeah, Lily explained what happened that day, at least from her viewpoint. And she was one of, if not Stephen's best friends. So yeah.
And Lily's in, I saw she posted on social media, she's been involved in the making of this documentary.
Yeah. And I was at Dahab Freedivers as well. And those guys were all involved as well. So hopefully, you know, they've done a good job getting the right people involved and not going to butcher this story that's important to people in the free diving world.
More on films. So we had two big movie releases in November and December. The first one was Wakanda Forever, which was released on the 10th of November. And this movie is the sequel to the 2018 movie Black Panther. I really liked Black Panther, so I'm excited to see this.
Yeah, it was good actually for a Marvel movie. It was. Is it a Marvel movie?
Yes.
I don't know, but I don't know that shit. Yeah, but yeah. It was really good. Yeah, I really liked that movie.
So several key scenes in this movie are filmed underwater, and our friend Mr. Alex Genus. He was actually one of the trainers and taught several cast members how to freedive, essentially feel comfortable holding their breath underwater while they performed these scenes. And so one of the actors, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but Tenoch Huerta, he plays the anti-hero Namor in Wakanda Forever. He went from basically not knowing how to swim prior to filming to being able to hold his breath for 5 minutes within just a couple of months training with Alex.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool.
So, but Alex was a trainer, but did he appear in the film as well?
Yeah, like he said, you can't see him in the movie, unfortunately, but he definitely was like all kitted up, makeup, costume. Yeah, really exciting.
Oh, fuck that, man. That's it's not right. It's not fair. We should complain. Maybe we can get him put back in.
Put in into the film, yeah.
Well, yeah, when they re-edit it or re-release it.
Yeah.
Alex Forever.
What do they call the when you get like the when the DVD used to come out and there'd be like the unseen
like the director's cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call it Donnie's cut. Just put all of Alex's scenes.
Alex,
in
there. Just all Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fans. That's hi Alex. Sorry you couldn't be here, man. Merry Christmas to you. It must be awesome I fucking hate Christmas, but it must be awesome to have Christmas in New York or in that part of the world, wherever he is.
Very bloody cold though, Donnie. You wouldn't cope.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm gonna call you and sing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" to you on Christmas Day.
We're gonna have Christmas music playing in the background right now. Like I'm determined to do that. I'm gonna make it happen.
We should have had Christmas hats on too.
Well, we're not recording the video, are we?
No.
Yeah, but it would have helped. I mean, I actually forgot that the video was still on, to be honest. But okay, so that's Wakanda Forever. It was released on the 10th of November. And yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, like me, then that's okay. See you later. And then we come to Avatar, The Way of the Water. What can you tell us about that?
So I think this is probably the movie that people, you know, have been waiting for to come out for years. But I think when we recorded our first episode in March or so, it was being talked about and hyped then. So, yeah, it's a long time coming, this second Avatar, the sequel to the first Avatar. It was the highest grossing movie ever at the box office at the time. And as Avatar, The Way of the Water sounds, a large portion of the movie is filmed underwater as well. And actors had to undergo rigorous breath hold training so they could perform the scenes underwater for minutes at a time. I'm thinking probably a lot of our listeners have already seen or heard about Kate Winslet's amazing 7-minute, 14-second breath hold. And I've seen circling just this last week the video of her when she comes up and she says, "Am I dead? How long did I do?" And I had a friend in New Zealand message me and be like, "What the fuck? She held her breath for 7 minutes?" But none of these articles say or mention about if she was on oxygen. I'm assuming she definitely was.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like if you're listening to this podcast, then you're probably already well embedded in the freediving world. So you understand that long breath holds of like 30 minutes, like David Blaine did like really long breath hold. And like these breath holds are done on pure oxygen, or like where the diver gets super saturated on oxygen for some time before they do a breath hold. It's still an impressive amount of time to hold your breath for, but it might equate to, you know, like a 4-minute breath hold without pure oxygen. So, I mean, that's a, you know, standard breath hold for a freediving instructor, for example. So I think people might be blowing it a little bit out of proportion, but not through any fault of their own, just not understanding the difference between a regular breath hold and a breath hold where the diver breathes pure oxygen beforehand. And the annoying thing though is that when you read the articles online, like I'm looking at one here for the insider.com, it mentions Sigourney Weaver also holding her breath for 6 minutes. It doesn't say anything about oxygen. Now, I do want to bring in an email here that I received a while back. Let me just pull this up. It was from Oliver von Seyler. Sorry, Oliver, don't know where you're from. And he was talking about how, Kate Winslet's amazing performance. What about Sigourney Weaver? He says, as far as I know, she did a 5-minute static on plain air, so without pure oxygen. And she's almost 70 years old. So that's
impressive.
I would think that would be way more impressive than somebody doing a 7-minute breath hold on pure oxygen. And I think Sigourney Weaver is absolutely amazing and a total babe as well. I don't care if she's 70. I love Sigourney Weaver. And so just bear in mind that these impressive breath hold times that are being bandied around are probably assisted with pure oxygen. Now, I did talk to Kirk Crack. I did interview him. We did talk a lot about this. It was so hard to get a hold of him, actually, because at the time that we did the recording, he was like back and forth between New Zealand or whatever, and he was doing a lot of stuff for this movie. But Kirk Crack, who is the founder, I think, of Performance Freediving International, he was the main breath hold trainer for the movie. I talked to him back in February 2020. I remember that very clearly. I was sitting in my accommodation in Bali. This was just before, I was actually Gili Trawangan, just before the shit hit the fan with the pandemic. Episode 83, if you want to check it out. We talk a lot about what he calls technical freediving, using oxygen and other gas mixes for freedivers, and the filming of Avatar and what went on there. So check it out, episode 83.
So yeah, that was released 2 days ago on the 15th of December, and Kirk has described the film as the most significant diving movie ever made.
Yeah, dun, dun, dun. Now, I know I don't want to be, I know it's Christmas. I don't want to be like too grinchy, but I mean, is it really, like Will also said something along those lines of like the biggest freediving movie ever. I'm going to have to see it first. But from the trailers that I've seen, it all looks to me just like one big CGI cartoon. So if it's a bunch of like blue dudes and dudettes underwater in like CGI style, is anyone even going to stop and think, oh, these are people who are on breath hold? Or is it just going to look like some fantasy world? Whether it actually has any kind of significance for the freediving community remains to be seen. But I'm very skeptical about that.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise, Donnie. Yeah. Can you tell I've had a lot of coffee today?
No.
Oh, I'm flying right now. I'm off my head.
Awesome.
Two mochas, and I had a cheeky little latte from 7-Eleven there before I sat down. So, woo! Okay. Woo.
You ready to free dive?
Moving on. Well, you know, I actually did probably yesterday, I maybe did my last ever free dive here on Shaliocho Island, which is pretty emotional. And I did feel a little bit sad. I know the thing is, it never rains here in the winter, almost never rains here, but like the weather rolled in as we were literally coming out the water and the rain started pouring down. And it was like, oh my God, this is like the world is sending me a sign.
It was your send off. Yeah.
Yeah. It was my send off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, where are they now?
Where are they now? So I spoke to a few people over the last little while. So the first one I'm going to share is Nenad Pavkovic from Serbia. I met Nenad in Cash. And he's, for those who don't know, he's quite a young freediver, 24 years old, but already really successful. He holds most of Serbia's pool and depth CMAS national records, DNF, bifins, constant weight, free immersion, and CNF. So in November, Nenad competed at the Noxy Cup in Hungary and he broke the Serbian national record for bifins, 207 meters. He's currently based in his hometown of Subotica in Serbia, doing base training, swimming, short distance freediving, lots of gym and cardio. His next major competition will likely be CMAS Pool World Championships in Kuwait in May next year. And outside of freediving, Nenad said he likes to play board games, spend time with family and friends, and he enjoys going to escape rooms as well.
And then the next one up was our main man, Alex Ginas, who should be here but isn't, unfortunately.
So we'll just talk about him anyway.
Tell us what Alex has been doing,
Yes. So Alex is a part-time freediver, part-time celebrity. And after Cash, he went back to the US and spent some time in New Jersey. He had a moon boot on then still. So he was, I guess, doing mostly upper body and one-legged training.
He had a what on? A moon boot?
Moon boot. The moon boot.
Is that another Australian term?
I don't know. I've never had anyone question it.
You mean he had a cast on his leg?
Yeah, and then like the boot.
Please write in and let us know if anyone outside of Australia uses this term moon boot.
Moon boot, yeah. Yes, and then he got to travel to Atlanta for the premiere of Wakanda Forever. So that's like superstar.
So he said he was sad that he didn't get to see himself in the movie. So did he show up like in his like nice tuxedo and everything and then he like sitting down all excitedly and then like sat through the whole movie and
gradually
didn't see
his
himself.
Face is like getting sadder and
melting
sadder.
Down on his face until he was like crying and gushing tears by the end of it. Oh, sorry, Alex.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. You almost made it.
So close, so far.
Dude, you should just come back onto the Free Dive Cafe. Fuck that movie shit. No one cares about that.
So then he got his moon boot off. Woohoo! And went home to North Carolina. He's been doing lots of swimming and lots of like rehab and strength training. He's got a fitness Instagram account at the moment, if you're following him.
No, I don't pay attention to that.
Hey?
I don't pay attention to that.
No. I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes, go on, please.
So I've challenged Alex to take up pool freediving and see what he can do in the pool. He reckons he's going to start training in January, but it'll be a short-lived pool freediving career because he's hopefully traveling to the Philippines in February where Double K is opening a new dive center in Cebu, and Alex is going to train there and promote the dive center.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were going to do that. That's interesting. Yeah, if anyone wants to listen to Alex's story, which is pretty awesome, where he comes from, how he got into freediving and where he's possibly going, then that is episode 138, I think. Yes, no, 136. 136 of the Free Dive Cafe podcast, which can be found at freedivecafe.com or on any good podcast player or freediveandthrive.com/podcasts.
You just made me think of something as well. People can subscribe to your updates now, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. There is a newsletter now that at least there's like a mailing list. I haven't put one out. What I intend to do is put out a new newsletter at the start or beginning of each month, just to update everybody with like the episodes that come out, the videos, solo sodes, the Patreon stuff, all of that stuff, because there's a few different channels that I'm operating on now. So if I just have one place that I can send all the links to, that will be super convenient. So if you go to freediveandthrive.com, at the bottom of the page, there is a place where you can sign up for the newsletter, or you can stay on the website and eventually it pops up. And then you can sign up.
And the final person that I spoke to over the last month was Catherine Navat from New Zealand. And Kat is a multiple New Zealand national record holder, and she was actually the previous statics world champion. She has a breath hold of 7:45, but she did that years ago. So it's still way up there. So in November, Kat spent most of her time in Queenstown in New Zealand, which is a really beautiful part of the country, but it's inland. She says that's the only downside. But there's a big deep lake there surrounded by mountains. She got out to the sea twice this month, to the Bay of Plenty and Stewart Island. And Stewart Island is known for its great white sharks, but she said she was just playing in the shallows. So Kat's pool season has just ended. She said it didn't go how she'd hoped. She got COVID and she also unfortunately lost a family member. But her dives at Nationals, yeah. Her dives at Nationals went fairly well considering the preparation she had. In the summertime, so our summertime now, she does more teaching and coaching and safetying for the Queenstown Freediving Club and local community. She gives a lot. She gives back a lot. She still tries to get in, or she's still in the water a lot herself, and tries to maintain her fitness. She takes new club members out to the lake each week, runs courses, and does a few open water dives herself, including a rubbish cleanup. And also Kat has been for a while, or it was supposed to be this year, but has been postponed to next year. She's organizing the Pan Pacific Championships. So they'll be held in Auckland, New Zealand in September 2023. I'm really hoping to get over there, actually. But she's inviting international divers to come and compete. And if anybody is interested, there's a Facebook group you can join for all the information. It's called ADA Pan Pacific Freediving Championships. All right, so before we move into competition results, I just wanted to share something that, I don't know, I found it quite interesting. So I had another Swedish friend of mine, Lee, contact me to ask how Australia chooses our athletes to compete to represent the country at World Championships. And actually, we have never had a situation where we've had to select people because we haven't had that many people wanting to go, or at that level where they should go. But I think that 2023 will be the first time that we actually take a proper team and have to select athletes, which is kind of exciting.
And you guys have so many dedicated like pool freediving athletes there. It's going to be just exciting for all of you guys, and you know, really significant.
Yeah. So yeah, we're trying to determine how to select. We had the opportunity to complete a survey a few weeks ago, and my suggestion was, because we were told that the national body would take up to 6 people per discipline for male and female, which is a lot, but I sort of suggested maybe take the top 3 ranked athletes, and then the next 3 positions are kind of up for grabs, and whether they select them at the CMAS Nationals as a qualifying event, or whether they sort of look at a broader, like over the last 6 or 12 months, or not sure. But anyway, so Lee had asked the question because she'd been doing a bit of research about how different countries select their teams. So from her research, she said, so for Italy, their qualifier is athletes have to do 90% of the world record for each discipline, which is just insane. Like, that's nobody from Australia would qualify currently.
Right.
Croatia's A-level qualifier is 85% of the world record for each discipline, and their B-level is 75%. So the A-level and B-level, I think, has something to do with funding, no funding. So for Sweden, their A-level qualifier is 90% of the bronze medal at the World Championships the previous year. B-level is 80%. France sets a minimum qualifying distance or time per discipline. And the UK and Poland take the three best per discipline.
That's quite interesting, actually. In regard to funding.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
How different they all are, yeah.
Yeah. And then for funding, so all of Italy's athletes who qualify get funding because they're amazing. The head of the French Federation chooses which athletes get their funding. For Sweden, A-level qualifiers get funding. For Croatia, three athletes from A-level and three from B-level receive funding, which is, yeah, interesting how they work that out. And in 2022, as far as I know, no Australian athletes got any funding to compete at the World Championships, just uniforms. I'd really like to see this change in time.
So yeah, but what is your national body then?
Australian Freediving Association.
Right. Now, so and the money that the Australian Freediving Association makes is just their membership fees?
Yeah, yep, mostly just membership fees, I think. I know that they are they have quite a lot at the moment because nationals hadn't been held. Like, I think they spend it on competitions mostly and operate at a loss most of the time. I'm not sure if that's the same for other countries, but I think that for this coming year, 2023, they're planning to do CMAS pool nationals, ADA pool nationals, and a depth nationals as well. So if they're operating at a loss for all of those competitions, I'm not sure how much of a loss. But I've got heaps of ideas that I've told them that I'd love to talk to them about investing in like grassroots freediving. And I'd be really interested to see, like, at the moment in Australia, 18 is the minimum age requirement to train for freediving, but 14-year-olds can do courses. So I'd love to be involved in coaching, say, 14 to 17-year-olds separately before they're 18 and can train with the rest of the club. And then also, like, obviously, personally, I'd love to see some financial assistance go towards the elite athletes and us getting to do workshops or, you know, subsidizing our travel or competition costs, because I think, you know, we're promotion for freediving, you know, where your country is doing well in the sport. If other people see that, I think it's good marketing.
Yep, for sure, 100%. Yeah, and getting people in young is the key to developing, like, significantly better results in the future, you know, because at the moment a lot of the world records and national records are created by athletes who start freediving later on in life, relatively. Yeah. It's not like gymnastics where you're getting people involved in the sport at the age of, like, you know, 6 or 7 years old. So who knows what will happen to freediving records if we get people adapted to the water in various ways and breath holding at much younger ages. Yeah.
And Donny, we know, like we were talking about, you know, the mental health side of things earlier, but we know breath work, we know meditation and mindfulness, we know swimming and freediving, all of these things combined really can help to improve our mental health. So if we could come up with some kind of, you know, adolescent freediving training program that is kind of half swimming, half freediving, incorporates stretching and breath work, I think it would be awesome. And I think that kids would see benefit in school as well. I think, you know, their focus and helping with anxiety and that kind of thing, I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, and it's an awesome thing for kids to compete in as well. I mean, as long as it's done safely. I remember when I was at school, I went through a stage, I was in primary school, so I must have been like less than 10 years old, but I got like a stopwatch, and then I used to carry it around my neck. And this is maybe a little bit of a sign of what was to come, but I used to like practice holding my breath with the stopwatch. And I remember managing to get up to 1 minute one time and being like, "Hey, everybody, look, I can hold my breath for 1 minute. I'm so amazing." And, I mean, like, so kids always like to compete with each other, seeing how far they can swim underwater on a breath hold, if it can be done in a safe way with guidance from professionals like yourself, then who knows what kind of positive benefits that can have to the life of the young person.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on to the most exciting part of the episode. Every time, it's the results from the competitions. I'm just now going to pop a sleeping pill and I'll come back to you when you're finished.
So exciting that Donnie actually messaged me during the week and asked me to record this separately so that if Alex and Sheena were joining us, the three of them didn't just get too bored.
Yeah, record it separately, then we could speed it up.
So early in November, 4th to 6th of November, we had the Ada Penglau Pool Championship Series 3, Episode 1, held in Penglau. And there are a couple of national records set there. Not quite sure of the pronunciation of this one, but Mares or Maries.
Marese.
Sacades from the Philippines broke the DNF national record with a 100-meter dive for women. Congratulations. Junior Montecino, also from Philippines, he broke the men's DNF record, 128 meters. And Arnaldo Sanyote from Indonesia broke the Bifin's record, national record for Indonesia, 154 meters.
Nice big dive there, Arnaldo.
Yes. And then for statics, Donnie, how do you say it again?
I think it's Marese Sacades. I'm just guessing, but
Marese Sacades and Belle Brilliant.
Spanish influenced name.
Yeah, so two women broke the static national record in 6:02 and then 6:06 respectively for the Philippines. And then lastly, we had the newest pool freediving national record holder, Sheena McNally from Canada. She did a bifins dive of 173 meters and she enjoyed it every minute.
It's a bit lame though for Sheena, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it, Sheena's like a 100 plus meter depth diver. So, I mean, I'm not impressed by this 173 meters bifins. I think she has to do at least 200 before
pool's
we can
harder.
Take notice of it.
Pool's harder. I've heard people come back from, like, they've just done their depth season, like Amber and a couple of other people, and they say they got really soft during depth and they lose all their strength and they have to come back and get in the gym.
Well, the last time I was in the pool, my pants fell off when I pushed off the wall. So, yeah, there's a lot I have to work on.
Yep, for sure. Okay, next we had on the 5th and 6th of November, the AAS ADA Singapore Freediving Pool Championships. Congrats to Ethan Manayam from Singapore. He broke the national record in bifins, 179 meters. Dmitry Melnikov of Estonia, a massive 254-meter dive.
That's fucking nuts.
Dive, yeah. He's strong. He's up there.
Dmitry is a Patreon supporter. He has been for since the very beginning. Patreon.com/freedivecafe. Hey, if you want to get in on that. And he even came to Taiwan at some point. I know I've said this before. Came to Taiwan. So I just, Dmitry's a favorite of mine and amazing that he's doing these absolutely nuts balls dives now.
Yeah.
What I remember about Dmitry is he was really, really into meditation as well. Like, had a really solid meditation practice. And he's somebody that actually might at this point be somebody I'd be looking to interview for the podcast, to be honest.
Cool.
That's like getting into elite level right there.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I think later on, yep. So he broke another record early December. We'll get to that anyway. But he's up like top five in bifins. But that was mono. And then Elise Lai of Singapore, she broke the national record for dynamic with monofin, 190 meters. So at that time, at that point in time, Elise held all the four pool freediving national records for Singapore. Then on the 5th and 6th of November, we had the ADA Noxy Cup Hungarian Open Indoor Freediving Championship held in Budapest, Hungary. And I saw Fatima made an appearance, not competing, but just she was there. And this was judged by Vidimir and Lydia Litch. And they both have ADA and CMAS quals for judging. So, yeah, they seem to be the only ones doing it at the moment, but you can compete under ADA and CMAS. Interesting. Anyways, so Evan Walter from the USA, he broke the DNF record 159 meters. And that's the ADA national record for DNF. And then he broke the CMAS Pan American record for DNF. Nenad Pavkovic from Serbia broke the CMAS national record for bifins, 207 meters. And this was our world record for the month. Magdalena Solich-Tolander of Poland broke the ADA world record for the women's DNF in 209 meters. So Julia Kozerska, also from Poland, has done 209 meters as well. But Magda's announced performance was further. So she appears above Julia.
Oh, you see, I just learned that's how it works.
Yeah, yeah. With ADA, because ADA rounds down to the closest meter, whereas CMAS, it's like kind of to the like centimeters.
Centimeter, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Then next we had the ADA Ultimate Freediving Challenge 4 on the 3rd and the 5th of December. I think that should be, or so Patricia Ong of Singapore then broke the dynamic with monofin national record in 200 meters. So added 10 meters onto Elise Lai's national record in the previous comp. Also at that competition, we had Sing Tiang Fu from Singapore. He broke the national record in dynamic with monofin. He broke the dynamic monofin national record 229 meters and the DNF national record 175 meters. So they're quite big dives too. Then Tracy Roxanne Magrino from the Philippines broke the national record in DNF 112 meters. And here we have Dmitry again. Dmitry Melnikov from Estonia broke the national record for bifins, 261 meters. So pretty sure that places him like top five for the men.
That's nuts, Dmitry. Huge.
Yeah, really big. I'd love for him to come. So Patricia Ong has said she's going to come over and compete in our CMAS Nationals, and we're trying to convince Dmitry to come over too, because that would just be so insane to watch. Massive dive.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, so Swedish nationals were held. I don't want to sound like a snob, but I was like expecting bigger dives. But congrats to Paula Johnson, who broke the bifins national record with 201 meters. So she's pipped me down a rank in bifins because I've done 200. So I sent her a message and I was like, congratulations, but you've bumped me down a rung. And she's like, yeah, but you're 1 meter ahead of me in DNF, so let's call it even.
So what is your monofin now?
209.
Right.
Yeah, I was a bit slack at nationals. I think I was a bit burnt out. Not burnt out, just a bit like ready for a break at nationals.
Mm. I mean, so you've done 200 in bifins, 209 with monofin. They're very similar distances. So which one for you is the most challenging?
Challenging.
Oh, fuck. We're going to talk about this in your interview that you do for the Free Dive Cafe. So let's hold on to that thought.
All right. And then the final comp that I wanted to share. So our mate Wani Valdivia, he organized the ADA Tampa Bay Free Diving Challenge from the 9th to the 11th of December. It was held in Florida. Yep. And actually a couple of predominantly depth divers competed at this pool comp, namely Enchante Gallardo and Ella Simmons from the USA. And we had a couple of national records. So I heard about this one from Christian Camillo because he was Devo.
People stop getting records so we don't have to mention so many.
Donnie's just jealous. So Diego Rodriguez of Colombia broke Christian's bifins national record with 167 meters. Alice Simmons of the USA broke the dynamic monofin CMAS national record, 150 meters. Irasima Michelich of USA broke the CMAS national record for bifins, 131, and the CMAS national record for dynamic monofin, 155. Pablo Marti of Mexico, continental record, bifins 234. So that's a big dive.
Mm.
And then Callie McBride from the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, ADA national record for bifins, 100 meters. And Rolando Salcedo from USA, ADA national record for bifins, 211 meters. So it was a successful comp.
Big shout out to Pablo Marti, who I've never heard of before, for that absolutely huge dynamic bifins dive. Congratulations. Yeah. Nice to have Mexico well represented in that competition.
Yeah, for sure. And then happening today, so Sunday, 18th of December, Rami Bladlev is going for the elusive 10-minute static mark.
Oh, wow. Will Should we send him a message and tell him good luck for today, or do you think that will like ruin his whole thing?
No, we can do it.
Hey, Rami, this is Donnie, and I'm also with Jordy. We are recording the latest episode of, he won't be able to hear you because he won't hear the headphone, but we are recording the latest episode of the News Dispatch. We're online, and we just want to say we wish you all the best for today's 10-minute static attempt. Woo. Good luck, man. Love you. Merry Christmas. All the best. Do it.
Woo.
All right. Done. Okay. Good deed done for the day.
Awesome. And that's just about wraps us up. We've got our PB shout outs. Do you have one?
Yeah, I've got one. I've always got one ready.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So my PB shout out goes to Mai Norimura from Japan. She did in training a Bifins dive 225 meters, which is awesome, puts her right up there. And I understand that she's kind of had a bit of a mental block around 207 meters was her PB prior to this. So she's well and truly broken through that. 225 is, it's a really big dive. So I'm coming for you, Mai.
Congratulations to Mai Norimura. My PB shout out for this month and the last one of the year is going out to my friend Ted Manassa. Ted is was when I got this message, this was a couple of weeks ago, Ted was in Dubai. Ted previously had actually done a special episode of the Free Dive Cafe for Patreon supporters. It was like the first iteration of the Free Diver Stories. When I was interviewing, I only ended up doing a couple of these interviews, but Ted did one of them and had this like really interesting story about doing a free dive to 50 feet, whatever the hell that is in meters, and retrieving like a watch and stuff, his dad's watch and stuff like that. And it was like a really nice little story that he did. He did these dives in Florida in one of the sinkholes there, I think. Anyway, I got a message from Ted a couple of weeks ago that he went to Dubai to deep dive Dubai. And he writes to say, I had to tell you that I hit 28 meters constant weight today. 7 years ago, as you know, my PB was 50 feet. Now at 40 years old, it's at 92 feet. I cannot believe it. I am over the moon. He's going to write a proper photo essay. And he wanted to let us know that because the podcast kept his mind and his heart in the water over the last 7 years. Well, that's awesome, Ted. Really, really happy Congrats. That you hit a new PB. 28 meters is a deep dive. It's all relative, of course, but everyone's, everyone's depths are, on many different levels, and really happy for you that you finally managed to get even deeper than before.
Yep. 50 feet is about 15 meters, so he's doubled his depth.
Awesome. About. Yes. Yeah, hopefully. I wonder if he made it to 100 before he left. I didn't hear back from him. But so well done, Ted. Good to hear from you. All the best to you and your family. Okay, so we're going to wrap things up now.
Yeah, I think that's just about us.
Well, this is actually not too bad, huh? This is like one hour 16, and we'll cut out all that shit talking that I did, and we'll probably make it close to about an hour. Yeah,
I'm a bit sad to say goodbye.
Well, let's keep in touch. So when are we going to be back on, Jordy? End of March or beginning of April or beginning of March? What's the plan?
Well, middle of March. In March, not the end. Let's make it, middle of early, maybe.
Well, it has to be, so are we going to be, the next episode will be the April episode or the March? No, if it's going to be March, then we do it at the end of March, right? See, I don't even know how this works.
Or do you want to do it at the end of Feb for March?
We could do that. I was thinking about that. I'll be at the Muay Thai camp at that time. So apart from doing that stuff, I guess, I guess that would be a good time to check in.
It'll be like you can share about that portion, and then the next time we chat, you'll be in Dahab.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Cool.
Okay, good idea. Okay, so what do we have to say to take us out here?
So if you want to get in touch with us because you enjoy the segment or you hate it, please don't tell us you hate it. You can let us know via email, news@freediveandthrive.com, or via the Facebook or Instagram pages, the Freediving Journal and Freedive Cafe podcasts. Also, now that you've heard our why we freedive, please send us yours. And then you've only got, what, one more day to pack and then you're off on Tuesday?
Either Tuesday or Wednesday I'll leave the island. I'm just selling off the last stuff here. I'm selling wetsuits and fins, weights and all this kind of stuff. It's kind of scary to let go of the equipment. The place here has already been rented out to someone else, so I have to make it ready for the new tenants coming in. So yeah, this place is not mine anymore. After 3 years, this place is done.
Wow.
Freedive Taiwan is on indefinite pause right now. Mm-hmm. All my attention is going to be focused on the one hand, Freedive and Thrive and courses and training in Dahab. And then on the other hand, on my own, finally, my own time to train close to deep water. No excuses.
This is your time.
This is the time. It's all going to happen now, Jordy.
But yes. I'm really happy that I got to do this year with you in Taiwan. And I've had a really great, it's been a great year. I look forward to every month doing, recording this podcast.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I'm really happy with the news dispatch, and I think that it's going to be even better next year. Finally, you're coming onto the Freedive Cafe, aren't you?
Ah, so exciting. It's like, that was my dream. I think, when I first reached out to you, I was like, that is my dream, to have a reason to be invited.
At least one of our dreams will be met this year or maybe next year.
Yeah.
Okay, Jordy, Merry Christmas. All the best to you and dive safe.
Merry Christmas. See you soon. Travel safe.
And this is just a little reminder tacked on at the end here. The email address for the submissions is news@freediveandthrive.com, or you can use the contact page on the freediveandthrive.com website or the freedivecafe.com website, or you can hit me up on Freedive and Thrive on Instagram, Donnie Mac on Facebook. Okay, let's get back to this news dispatch. That was the news dispatch rounding up 2022. Thank you so much, guys. It's been amazing. We are slowly increasing the number of listeners for the Freediving Journal. I know it's been very erratic with at least the news dispatch has been very regular, but the other episodes like the deep dives and the freediver stories and the training talks is very erratic. And that's really just been the case of me figuring out how to produce two podcasts at the same time. I'm going to be giving more information about 2023 is going to be different. There's going to be less, if not no, episodes of the Freedive Cafe after the first couple of months, because I'm going to be working on the transcription project to transcribe all the episodes in high quality, readable PDFs, something that cannot be done by any automated software. Thank you for asking. I know a million people are going to ask why I don't use automated software. It doesn't work. That's why. So everything has to be written out word by word and then edited professionally, or as professional as I can do it. So that's going to be part of a bigger project to document everything in text that has been on the interviews. And on top of that, I will be focusing on the Freediving Journal as the main podcast and having a regular schedule of dispatches, deep dives, freediver stories, releasing training talk episodes that I recorded for the Freedive Cafe, which have only ever come out on the Patreon side of things. I think there's something like 13 or 14 episodes that have never been released. There's even a couple of old school freediver stories. God, who did that? Ted Manassa did a nice story for us over on Patreon. And the name of the last fella is escaping me. Sorry, dude, you're in Hawaii. I just can't remember your name right now. There's a lot of stuff coming in 2023, but this is all going to be sitting on top of the fact that I'm going to be based in Dahab, offering my coaching and courses and stuff there. So if you're into that, get in touch. And ultimately, what it all boils down to is me, for the first time in 6 years, after all of this passion and dedication towards the free diving world and sharing information about free diving, I'm finally going to be in a place where I can train regularly on a week-by-week basis through the whole year and see how deep I can get. I'm currently at 75 meters. Let's see if I can get deeper than that over 2023. I have a feeling that's going to happen. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your 2022, and I'll talk to you again in 2023. Dive safe.